Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a special presentation of Alpha Media. Welcome to Beyond the Headlines. In-depth interviews on topics of concern here in Portland and the Northwest. Now, here's your host, Brett Recap.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome in to the 443rd edition of Beyond the Headlines. We have a look at some of the stories making news here in the Pacific Northwest as we roll through this month of November on all seven of our Alpha Media Portland radio stations, including FM News 101. It's vacation season for me heading into the Thanksgiving holidays. So this 443rd edition of Beyond the Headlines will be airing, and then airing again is an encore edition, and we'll be back with a fresh one for Thanksgiving weekend right after Black Friday. We do love highlighting local businesses in the Portland area that are thriving, and especially with all that has gone on with downtown Portland and the Pearl District and other areas around the Rose City over the last 2 to 3 years. It's good to have a success story. That's where Lumera Regenerative Medicine comes into play. So I've been going there for years, as my wife Debbie has as well. We get results with M-Sculpt Neo. You probably heard that. It shapes and tones my abs, arms, and legs. And my wife Deb sees board-certified physician Dr. Roberta Huang for different reasons. And now we are thrilled to announce that Lumera is not only in Tualatin, they have a gorgeous new state-of-the-art facility in Portland's Pearl District, right on Northwest Lovejoy near 11th. The grand opening just happened, and now with two full-service medi-spas helping people improve their bodies and their lives, Lumera is cooking. So, I had to take a few minutes and visit with two of the people who helped this young, thriving Portland-area small business continue to grow and serve the community. If you'd like to go to lumeramedical.com right now and check it out, please do. That's lumeramedical.com. And we start this conversation with myself, Lumera Regenerative Medicine Aesthetic Director Kelsey Morris, and Patient Concierge Marco Collette. Marco is the first voice you'll hear, followed by Kelsey, as we visit in the brand new Lumera Regenerative Medicine office in Portland's Pearl District, talking about the Rose City's newest full medi spa jewel right in the heart of the Pearl.
We just had our grand opening on November 3rd.
I was here for that. That was very exciting. I know it's been a little bit of a dream to plant a flag down in the Pearl. So you guys have both worked in the Tualatin area. What are the main differences working in a place like the Pearl, Northwest Portland, versus Tualatin?
Well, Tualatin is really easy to get to. It's great parking. The Pearl's a little bit set away, but it is just beautiful. The neighborhood's incredible, very walkable. There's a friendly vibe to the neighborhood. So we've already met all of our neighbors at the bakery and around the corner at the hair salons. So that's been a really nice community to be a part of.
It's like a more urban kind of feel, isn't it?
Yeah, and our location here at the Pearl is more spa-like and serene versus our more medical office in Tualatin, too.
Ooh. Spa-like and serene. When you say that, what does that mean?
Ooh, luxury.
Luxurious.
Yes, luxurious. It's quiet. It's peaceful, relaxing. Uh-huh. But we still do very innovative, top-of-the-line treatment.
Yeah, and the facility, we'll talk about that for just a little bit. First of all, it's new, right? Which is nice. All the equipment is state-of-the-art. Mm-hmm. The ceilings are tall. Can you describe it if somebody... Yeah. This is for radio,
totally.
Right? So we're painting pictures with words.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, it's very modern, clean lines, very aesthetically pleasing, for sure. We've got a huge space. So we have an elixir bar, which will do some skin tonics and things that will kind of help enhance your treatments. We also have a VIP lounge in the back for more privacy. Some of our treatments take a little bit longer time, so our patients can relax and hang out and enjoy themselves and come back and stay for a while.
Yeah, it's just a bigger deal, isn't it? When you walk in, there's a foyer, right?
Totally.
And there's a feeling of luxury with the tall ceilings and the colors and the natural light and so forth.
Yeah, the lighting
and
is beautiful.
Is there more of a flow or a
little
circular?
Bit? We kind of have, our product room is right in the front, so you can see all of our pretty shiny new toys and treats. Mm-hmm. And it does. We kind of sectioned it out to more of our spa-like treatments are kind of on one one side, circling back around it from our laser treatments, our body sculpting, as well as our injectables too. Mm-hmm.
And Marco, you sort of handle a lot of the logistics for clients, right?
I do.
How are the two facilities working together?
Well, they're working great. We have some patients who had been going to Tualatin, and this is closer for them. Some people like the space here. I'm one of them. I just like coming in the doors and spending time in this beautifully lit place mm-hmm. and just getting to come in here every day. So some people have decided to come to this location. It opens up more opportunities if scheduling is hard.
Different places you can put people.
Yes.
If they can work it out.
Yes, more space. And so it's really up to the patient which one is... which location is most convenient for them or which space they'd like to go to. We even have some providers going back and forth so they can have their favorite provider at their favorite location.
Oh.
Yes.
A provider meaning Dr. Roberta Huang or other aestheticians?
Exactly. Both. So Dr. Huang will be at the Tualatin location Mondays and Thursdays. Okay. She'll be here the other days of the week. Oh, the other way around? She'll be at Tualatin location.
The point is, she's, you know.
She's everywhere.
She's floating.
She's everywhere. Yeah. Yes.
We're at Lumera Regenerative Medicine, and lumeramedical.com is where you can get to know you peeps. Now, speaking of peeps, a lot of good people. I've been, you know, lucky enough to be associated with Lumera and Dr. Huang and the whole crew for several years. And that's nice to have the same people. Kelsey's back.
Yay.
What do you think of the staff? You can brag about him for a sec. Go ahead, Kels. You've returned.
Yes.
You were the first person I met.
Yeah.
Just
Marco and mm-hmm. I were the first two employees.
Yes.
So we've come a long way, that's for sure. But all of our staff has been handpicked and meticulously trained before our grand opening. And even right now, we've been doing weeks of hands-on training and lots of clinical trainings. So it makes me feel better as the director and definitely all together as a whole that all of our team members are thoroughly and very well trained and ready for people, ready for patients.
You guys have grown.
Yeah, we've got a huge team. We've got about 8 to 9 girls just at the Pearl location.
Wow.
So we're ready.
It makes a big difference, don't you think, in terms of getting along with people? Like, chemistry is critical.
Totally. Yes.
I work in the radio business. We sound big, but generally it's a smaller crew, you know? And mm-hmm. I think when you get along with your coworkers and you care about excellence,
totally.
Right? And doing the day-to-day things in a positive way, it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. What's a typical day for you these days, Kelsey?
Oh, goodness. Well, coffee is always first. That is first and foremost.
Where's the coffee room?
Ooh, it's in the back. I can show you that.
Wow.
That's,
okay.
Need-to-know basis.
Got it.
Coffee room. We don't like to share that. But, you know, so we get the coffee, everything, you know, music comes on, full lights come on, kind of set up for like a peaceful, serene day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ladies kind of follow in afterwards, all of our providers, and get set up for the day and check their charts. And then we're just on. I mean, we've been really lucky with the girls that we have that they all get along. They're all really sweet. And I think to your point, it is huge to have multiple personalities and different vibes for everybody. And mm-hmm. especially when you're doing kind of these aesthetic treatments, it's a little bit more personal when they're touching your face and you're treating your face with some crazy technology that could seriously hurt somebody if they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, that's perhaps a whole other topic.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked at length about the different services and stuff. Mm-hmm. Who would like to speak to the services? I'm a M-Sculpt Neo veteran.
Yes.
Right? As Marco says, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, which is not...
full body.
Not true, but...
not quite the head, but close.
Uh-huh. We were at the open house earlier this week here at Lumera in the Pearl, the new location on Northwest Lovejoy. And somebody said, Brett, this person wants to know about M-Sculpt Neo. And guess what I did?
Did you do it?
No, I was like, what?
Yeah,
I literally did this. Do you want to punch the stomach? And she's like, whoa.
Love that.
That's pretty cool. I digress. Probably hard to put a number on the amount of stuff you do here. But what do you do? What's a full Medi Spa?
Oof. Well, we do have head, shoulders, knees, and toes. And inside and out. I mean, everything from bioidentical hormone replacement, sexual wellness, injectables like Botox, filler, PRP, we're using state-of-the-art exosomes and stem cells to enhance our treatments. And then we have the top-of-the-line laser treatments that are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Our body sculpting, of course, the M-Sculpt Neo is great. We also do M-Tone, which is great for further tightening body parts as well. What did I miss? I mean, Biologique Recherche facials are top-of-the-line French facials that are very potent, very powerful, and wonderful red carpet facials.
Yes, and my wife Debbie does the pellets. What's that called?
That is BioT hormone pellets.
Okay.
And that is kind of our foundation where Dr. Huang started and realized that there's so many different ways that what is going on the inside can be affecting what's going on the outside.
Mm-hmm. I won't ask you to get too deep into the weeds in terms of as a physician, because Dr. Huang is a board certified physician.
Yes.
I know that it makes Deb
happy.
She's sort of a beast of a person in a good way, right? She has a lot of natural energy, and she's a driver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that she does anything like this, because she's just not necessarily into that. But now she has a real nice sort of baseline, if you will, of positive energy. For her, it's more mental.
Mm-hmm.
Because she grinds a lot during the day, and she finds that this makes her more clear.
Totally.
So how would you describe the...
BHRT.
BHR. I get my acronyms mixed up.
BioT is what we use.
Yeah. And so tell me about that, Marco.
So one, we are incredible human beings that are capable of so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
But if our chemical makeup is off, if the things that make us who we are is off, then that changes how we feel and how we approach the day. So Dr. Huang can look at those levels using lab work and find out exactly how are you today. Is there something that needs to be supplemented to feel like your best self? So she starts with that. The treatment is totally unique, and it helps people feel better in ways that were lacking due to hormones.
Yeah, that leads me into the overall, I guess, the umbrella, which is the mother hen, Dr. Roberta Huang, who really, I think, sets the nice tone of long-term wellness. So Kelsey, maybe you can speak to that just a little bit in terms of the full package, you know, because you're not here to touch people up or bam, you know, oh, you're gorgeous. You were horrible before and now you're fantastic.
Now you're a new woman.
No.
Yeah.
Can you maybe just talk about like the long-term sort of wholeness approach. Yeah.
Well, I think like Marco was saying, it does start with the hormones and how you're feeling, not only how you feel, but what's happening to our skin. I mean, especially as we go through menopause and different changes of stages of life, lots of things can happen. I mean, we get acne when we're young and in our young adulthood, all the way up until postmenopausal, and we don't know why. So that can kind of be supplemented with some of laser treatments. Sometimes we can look at that blood work and decipher why and what's happening. So I like that we kind of take an inside-out approach, and using supplements as well as the treatments, you can get a well-rounded, more long-term package out of it.
Yeah, and so Marco, when you visit with someone like right off the bat, what are you looking for?
I start with what their goals are. And I like to invite people in to meet with the provider, because we often have one goal that is connected to another goal that's connected to another, and all of these things are connected. So it helps to address them all one by one and give people a workable plan that this is step one. We're going to start here. This will be your step two. And so nobody walks out feeling overwhelmed or lost. They know exactly what their next steps will be to feeling better.
And how's that feel for you guys when somebody has some success?
Oh, and that's the best part.
It is the best part.
Yeah, I mean, without naming names or individuals because of, I don't know, HIPAA laws, but what are some success stories of some people who have come in for one thing and had some success?
I mean, gosh, there's been several, but some that pop to mind are definitely some of our sexual wellness patients that, you know, may have had a struggling marriage at this point or a struggling sex life, and it's completely changed, whether it is through treatments like our Diva treatment or MCELA, the hormone replacement. And again, it's kind of more of an all-encompassing approach, and that has been life-changing for couples and patients all together. And I think that feels really good to keep them together, really. Mm-hmm. They could be struggling
biologically, for whatever
mentally
reason,
with a mental clarity and feeling stressed out, and that brain fog I feel like we all kind of get, but it only gets worse. All the way up to kind of like that sexual, when you've been married forever and things start to change in your body hormonally and we don't understand why, and you know, things can fall through the cracks. And it's nice that Dr. Huang takes that approach to not only have the time for you and listen to your needs and wants, and also can kind of steer you in the right direction, which is really helpful.
There's a lot of people that don't know that there is an answer, that there is a different way of living, that this doesn't have to be their life.
This doesn't have to be normal.
The people who find hope and find answers in places where they had just resolved that this is the way I live now. I'm a person that has urinary issues or sexual issues or my skin isn't great. We can show them that there is a different way and they are able to move steps in that direction. And it is so, it makes everything worth it when you hear from them that their life was changed thanks to Dr. Huang.
Very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, so just wrap up in this awesome new facility in the Pearl. Is like the whole, is everyone stoked?
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievably excited.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a labor of love for sure. Mm-hmm. But now that we're ready, we're open, we're excited. We love coming here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's just right on Lovejoy between what, 10th?
10th and 11th, mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is position A in terms of coolness.
I love it.
What do you think about working down here?
Oh, I love it. It's really clean. There's tons of parking, which I was kind of surprised,
really?
Which is nice. And right in the front, we always have parking spots available, so that's lovely. And there's lots of snacks and things to do afterwards, too. So that's been nice. You can get a cocktail right after, and there's
absolutely
a million places to choose right around the corner.
And restaurants and all that good
stuff.
There's a bunch of people that live up here, right? There's all kinds of different mixed use. Mm-hmm. Commercial down below and residential above.
Yeah, there's apartments right upstairs, and we've had a really great reception from the neighbors. Many people have come in just to see who we are and meet the new neighbors.
Yeah.
And it's been fun to have the walk-ins. And
awesome. Meet them as well. Congrats, you guys.
Thank you.
I'm so excited that we're still working together and
still going strong.
Helping with my belly and my guns. And
stronger every day.
Yeah. Kelsey and Marco, thank you.
Yes, thanks, Brett.
Thank you.
There are a few of my longtime friends from Lumera Regenerative Medicine, Marco Collette and Kelsey Morris, just part of the amazing family of professionals led by board-certified physician Dr. Roberta Huang. Now you have two luxurious locations for full MediSpa Whole Health. Tualatin, and now the Pearl on Northwest Lovejoy. Go to lumeramedical.com now and let them help you find ways to look and feel better and live a more vibrant and healthy life at lumeramedical.com. You're listening to the 443rd edition of Beyond the Headlines. I'm your host, Brett Recamp. The city of Portland and Multnomah County are working on Portland's homeless situation. There's a lot here, and one of the ways they're gauging how things are going is through something called the point in time count. There's a ton that goes into this as local government tries to do what they can to get people help and moved into some kind of home if possible. For some perspective, we hear from Dennis Theralt, Deputy Communications Director, as he talks with KXL's Zachary Barnes.
I guess if you want to kind of summarize some of your findings, I guess what stood out to me is clearly the pandemic led to a huge jump in homelessness. And it seems like a lot more people also being unsheltered as well, or I guess labeled as chronically homeless. So why do you think that might be, other than, you know, the obvious reasons?
Yeah, well, so you're right. We saw during, you know, COVID, actually, you know, half of the increase we saw from 2019 to 2022's counts, half that, you know, the number equates to the folks who said that COVID directly affected their homelessness, 540-some folks. It's a big number, and it makes sense. I mean, the pandemic, even with all the rent assistance that the community got out to keep people in housing, there were people who were going to fall through the cracks and who, you know, were maybe staying with somebody or their job was affected. The service industry was really roughly affected by this. People might have been crashing with a relative. They had to space out because they had to keep safe. There was so much uncertainty, especially early on. We didn't have other means of protecting people like vaccines. And, you know, it's no surprise that the folks who are most vulnerable are the folks who suffered the worst effects of the pandemic.
And I like what you guys said about the kind of faucet comparison there. You know, is there any traction to kind of address more of these root issues? I know you guys are working all the time, but, you know, like you said, we can try to help all these people. But, you know, if another pandemic or really just anything with these rent increases coming up in the next year, you know, more people are going to fall through the cracks if we don't address these root issues. So what are you guys doing to tackle that?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, so much of that is outside of the scope of the Joint Office of Homeless Services, and it's about our school system. It's about our federal housing investments. It's about, you know, if somebody's, you know, has a disabling condition, can they actually afford rent in an apartment? And in Portland, the answer is no. They get $800 a month to live here, and that's not enough to pay the rent, let alone eat or get medicine. And then factor in racial injustice. You know, folks who are African-American are more likely to be homeless. They're actually a higher percentage of the homeless population than they are the percentage of people experiencing poverty. So there's other issues going on there. But, you know, housing costs are another thing. I mean, even if you do have, even if you don't have a disabling condition, you're working a job. It's, you know, if rent is going up every year with one of the most expensive markets in the country, even during the pandemic, even with all the other things going on, it's still quite expensive to live here. Those are things we don't really control. They're bigger than us, and yet we're held accountable. So people see the numbers, and they think only about the outflow from homelessness. And actually, there's been quite a bit of that. We helped 4,560 people leave homelessness last year. But I think there's a lot of finger pointing, and they're not looking at these other factors that are outside of us that are really important and actually good for the well-being of our entire community. We can get people where they can afford to go to the doctor, if they can afford their food, if they can afford to live in places, if they're not facing racial discrimination, all of that makes for a better society. And then we also have less homelessness.
Right. And just double checking, where do you get that 4,500 number from, the ones you did help?
Oh, that's we sent that release out the other week. We helped 4,160 people last fiscal year. It's also in our dashboard on the Joint Office website. So if you went to the multco.us/JOHS.
Yeah, I guess what does that entail, I guess? Like, how do you label someone? Well,
those are people who were either on the street or in shelter who were experiencing homelessness. They moved into permanent housing with our support. So rent assistance, case management, navigation services, someone to help them, you know, with their medical issues, if they have those. That's what that means. It's people who are homeless who we then housed, so they're no longer homeless.
Got it. And then I also just wanted to double check too, you know, you said in the release that, you know, this data isn't totally not accurate, but doesn't paint the best picture. Do you mind kind of clarifying that a little bit?
Yeah. So people, you know, they see the point in time kind of number, they see 5,228 people on one night, and what they're not maybe understanding. And I think there's even elected officials who get this wrong too. There's a lot of misunderstanding about this. You know, you count those folks on one night in January. The very next night, some of those folks might not show up in the count. Maybe they were about to move into an apartment, or they were about to go stay with a relative. And maybe the next night, somebody who was housed got an eviction notice and was on the street, right? So it's a shifting population. There's so many, we think about it as a static pool of 5,000 folks. The reality is it's changing every day. It's not the same people. People move in and out of homelessness. They leave the area. They go live in other places. People come here. It's all different, and there are really thousands more people who are part of this system. And people say if we could only design enough shelter beds to help 5,000 people or 3,000 unsheltered people, the reality is we served actually 6,000 people in our shelter system because of that fluidity. So it's helping people understand and get a better sense of the annual toll of homelessness. It's so much more than just that one night count, and yet that's what gets held up as the standard, unfortunately.
Okay, I appreciate you breaking that down. And then just the last thing here, what do culturally specific services look like? And, you know, is there traction to move towards investing in those?
Yeah, so that's something we've, you know, the Joint Office has been investing in over the years. It's essentially, if we you know, folks who are in a particular community that is overrepresented in homelessness, so folks who are Native American, American Indian, if there are service providers out there that have folks with who are from that community, who have services that are designed to sort of meet that community's needs, people's lived experience, folks are maybe more likely to want to seek out those services, engage in those services. They're going to work better for those folks, and they're going to help those folks who are disproportionately showing up in the homeless count get into housing, get into shelter, and reach out and be connected in a way that maybe they're not doing because the services right now aren't working for them because they're not taking into account their cultural needs.
Excellent info on what some of our local government is trying to do to get a handle on our homeless situation. Our thanks to KXL's Zachary Barnes and Dennis Thorault with Multnomah County. Finally, we love to thank our veterans. We do what we do only because they do what they do. We cannot say thank you enough. There's a vigil going on to celebrate our veterans at the University of Portland, but we don't need a special day to talk to our veterans, and we got a really special chance to visit with two colonels on Portland's Morning News. My partner Veronica Carter and I talked on Friday, Veterans Day, with Colonel Scott Granger, commander of the University of Portland's Air Force ROTC detachment, and also Colonel John Toll.
Well, there's a vigil going on at the University of Portland Praying Hands Broken Wall Memorial on campus this morning. It actually started yesterday and will culminate with the retiring of the guard and posting of the colors this morning at 11. Joining us now live, Colonel Scott Granger, commander of the University of Portland's Air Force ROTC detachment. And also Colonel John Toll. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Morning. Well, thank you both for your service first.
Thank you. Love what I do. So this is a great opportunity. And thanks for letting us join you this morning.
Nice. Now, tell us a little bit about what's going on campus today.
So we've got cadets from both the Air Force and the Army ROTC program here, who, like you said, started at 11 o'clock yesterday and have been around the clock manning the memorial, essentially just paying respect to those who have served from the university here and from our combined detachments.
So talk a little bit about the importance of public ceremonies like this on Veterans Day.
Yeah, so I mean, from my perspective, it's always a great opportunity to honor those who have, really taken, and dedicated their lives to serving the nation. And, we've got people who've done that in so many different capacities. Today, the opportunity to, publicly show our thanks to everybody who has served and is currently serving in the United States Armed Forces. The community here doesn't get as many opportunities to see that because they're not as close to a military installation. So any opportunity we have to highlight that is just a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, I'd also say that we're aware that there are a lot of veterans within the greater community here, and while there are many, these events are a rare opportunity for us to all get together and be amongst each other and recognize all the good that we're doing for the greater community.
Indeed. We're visiting with Colonel Scott Granger, commander of the University of Portland's Air Force ROTC Department, along with Colonel John Toll. You talk about everyone. There is a big family involved, literally families, when it comes to our veterans. What would you like to say to the families of everyone involved with those serving?
Yeah, so you can't thank the families enough because, while we in the military were in the uniform, we made this choice, our families kind of, joined along. And, for me, it's been, 12 different moves, living no place more than, three and a half years at a time. And many of them, punctuated by, deployments where we were, away from our families. So I always say the families have it much harder than we at the active duty do.
Yeah, I'd also say, too, this community is being deliberately respectful for these kind of events. And I've got three little kids. My wife's here. She's a Portland native. It's a remarkable thing to see them and interact with the community and just this shared kind of feeling of appreciation. It's pretty amazing.
So as far as recruitment, I mean, it seemed like at one point in our history, that's just what, at the time, young men did. As soon as they got out of high school, they signed up for some kind of service. Are we still seeing the same kind of interest, or are you finding that you have to recruit more?
So I would say, on the officer recruitment, we have not had any problems meeting our recruitments. We have cadets that are, from day one, interested in serving their country. They learn about it, throughout their 4 years of education here at the university, and grow to find out what it is all about. And we have not had any challenges there. That said, COVID certainly put a damper on our abilities to be in schools or to be out and about. So it's been, we've had smaller classes, but we still have a pretty healthy population of students.
Yeah, and on the Army side, I think what it has done in the changing environment has made us kind of mature our message. We're not talking about paying for college. What we're talking about is being part of something greater, the profession, and then coming out with some real life experiences. Our cadets will go through training in the summer that is really amazing. And compared to some of the other students on campus, they just have a lot more opportunities to go out and, our nursing students specifically, they're going to be working in military hospitals and getting a lot of sets and reps on all sorts of amazing things that they come back and share their stories. And they're some of the best students on campus, is the feedback I'm getting from our professors as well.
We get to do what we do because you do what you do, and so we can't say thank you enough.
We're just excited to have everybody here, looking forward to as many of the community as possible to come out. And if you aren't able to, at least follow us on our Instagram pages as well as our social media, so you can see kind of what the cadets have done, because it's truly eye-watering.
Colonel Scott Granger and Colonel John Toll, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. You have a great day.
For all of our veterans serving here and abroad, we say thank you. You have been listening to Beyond the Headlines, a behind-the-scenes look at some of this week's stories. You can follow me on Twitter at Brett Recamp. If you missed anything, the podcast is up at KXL.com, and you can download the show on iTunes or Google Play. Just look for Beyond the Headlines KXL. You now have 443 shows to choose from. For Alpha Media USA in downtown Portland, I'm Brett Recamp on FM News 101.
This has been Beyond the Headlines. In-depth interviews on topics of concern here in Portland and the Northwest. This has been a special presentation of Alpha Media.